soon. Bye.
My family tolerates me at best. I don't blame them. You know, it's not because of a shortcoming on their thing. I am a difficult person with them. Okay, he talked about family ascendancy. The lack of a better term for it. My biggest hang-up is, would it actually work? If you put somebody, you know, if you made this kind of a governmental style, the onus, I think, would be on you to make it work. But I tend to think back to the American Founding Fathers. And one of the great comebacks you can have to that whole argument, that whole concept, is that the onus isn't just on you, it's on everyone. In my case, it would be on each individual family to rise to its capacity. And it'll take a good generation, I think. It'll take people being born, children being born with the expectation that this is what's going to be required of them, and that this is that this will be the lion's share of life. Is this responsibility to family, taking care of your children, preparing them for the future, that if this succeeds, it's going to be a hard road. People my age are just going to have to swallow whatever expectations they had of their lives and said, it's my responsibility to take care of my parents in their old age. And if my parents, only had one or two children functionally when it got down to it, and neither one of them are really in a position to take care of their family, they're still going to have to do what they can and draw upon the help of neighbors and friends in order to fill in that gap from a world where you pretty much handed over the young and the old to government and could just squall and rage and get indignant if you didn't feel like they were doing the job good enough. That all these people are just going to have to feel, are just going to have to become more responsible, and there's not going to be a tradition of this yet. This is going to be the hardest generation for it to work through. Because of how they were taught, how they were raised, the expectations that swirled around in the air that aren't going to be there. That you need to have the attitude that your great-great-grandparents had when government didn't get involved in any of this stuff. Now we're actively having to take an actual position and say, government shall not be involved in this. And that we need to hold firm on that conviction. Way too easy to say, well, government's already doing it, let's just let them continue to do it. So somebody's saying, well, we need to kind of phase this stuff out, and you go, no, we don't need to phase this stuff out. Says it needs to be cut off. And that means neighbors may have to do a whole lot more for neighbors than they're accustomed to having to do. We'll have to take care of each other so much more. And maybe that's a good thing, because that will instill in all of us that need to teach our children and our grandchildren so much more stridently what they need to do. Relations within families have to improve, period. There's just no choice. It's not like, well, she didn't treat me very well. You know what? That's in the past. One cannot change the past, and one cannot make people responsible for what happened in the past. That there's going to be so much more in the way of consequences, that we're going to have to become much more responsible people. And that responsibility will carry through. But that we have help. Uh-oh. Can you see me? Okay. That this will be the salvation of so many social problems. This is our biggest social problem, is that too many people feel like they don't need to be responsible. Well, they're not even given a chance to be responsible. Our system is so attuned to the depravity, the irresponsibility of individual people, taking as its cue the lowest and the worst of society. That we need to change that around. And that's not an easy change. But it's got to be done. It's got to be done. We see the results of simply socializing everything. And the kinds of people it produces, spineless, uneducated, lacking in resolve. And these are things that are greater tragedies than ignorance. One could blame the government, one could yell and scream, shake the fist. But these are institutions built on years of an attitude, years of good intentions. Poorly placed. Generations of lordship, whether by a personage or a group. And the coddling of these ideas must stop. And I don't know if there can be a phase out. I think there needs to be a strict cut, which means that we will demand a lot of a completely unprepared people, a people accustomed to begging to their leaders or railing or writing letters to the editor or whatever else those may be. That these activities so enshrined in public life, you know, you could say that you were doing your public duty if you complained to your government. And I say that your public duty is to help your neighbor. And that this is going to, and that the mitigation of social usurpation will be a difficult generation, maybe even two, I hope not. As we help people know how they must turn to each other, family to family, 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 family. Your first and highest obligation is to family. If you're a father, or a mother, and you don't actively lead your family, then we've got to get you to the point to where you are. And if the definition of family is the natural family, then it's got a man and a woman in its head. That the man presides, but the woman is a full partner. But let the father speak. Let the father be the strong arm. Which he has. Let arguments and stuff like that take place behind closed doors. Let discussions of decisions take place away from children. That the husband humbles himself to always seek consensus among the two. And that the mother, steps back and lets the husband be the proclaimer. Not to give in to him, but to let there be a true partnership there. But with different but with different roles. Different roles. That one has to at least give lip service to the godly construct. If you don't believe in God, give lip service as if you do. Talking about the last recording or so. I think Larry Tavish Scott was talking about home rule. And that I need to impress on him that this is an opportunity, this is a wonderful opportunity to exercise this sort of thing. And I need help in constructing it and execution. And it's not just a thing that needs to be done. It is a thing that needs to be, frankly, proselytized. And that it's going to be a life's work, not just of me, but of other people younger than I am. To do this thing. But that I guarantee that as we do this, we will be blessed. We will have the mercies of God showered down upon us, that we will truly become a jewel on the sea. That when people look for circumstance, for a place where things are done right, there will be no question, they will look to Shetland. Shining beacon of hope, the great lighthouse. And we hope the light will spread. And that while we may end up being the instigators, well, we may get this ball going. Others, younger than we are, the rising generation, will move forward as we were constrained by old myths. As we were trained in a whole different style, in a whole different way, that we broke away as much as we could. And we count on our children, our children's children, to rise higher, to rise even higher, to enshrine these concepts, godly concepts, I'll have one note. Don't need to disparage the religious aspect of this, but we need to make it compelling to the most secular among us. That in some fashion, where we start, they must continue and must push on. Where we can only be somewhat responsible, barely rising from the status of children, that they can grow closer to maturity, closer to adulthood. And in doing so, draw closer to God. And that's the religious argument, the secular argument. Is hard to put across. Secularism is part of the problem that got us here. And I can only go back to my essay that atheists are idiots, are dumb. That sounds nicer. That these people, you know, that we are better than the secularists think. It was secular thinking that got us the whole concept of men on their own are wicked, depraved, incapable, lack capacity, and that rocks in the shoe. The more you try to get them out, the more intractable they become. Oh, good night, Father in heaven. Pardon me. Help me. Anyway, so. And this thing set upon something that is true. Individual people are not capable of providing for themselves. It just can't be done. Even the rich man, independent, must spend reasonable amounts of their riches to provide for their basic needs. Someone to cook, someone to clean, someone to go to the grocery store. Someone to handle logistics of getting people to where they need to go, handling appointments and getting people to doctors, dentist appointments, repairing various conveyances to get them from here to there as they need to. This whole web of need, a secularist, a servant of government would turn toward government to make these things happen, sometimes purely based on economics, that these things are that the family can take care of most of. The larger the family is, the more capable it becomes. Thus doing away with the fallacies of zero population. Things of that manner. That we all rise up in responsibility. That we all teach each other responsibility. In the old days, you simply had no choice. You had to become responsible, or you would die. some people would say that that's what government's there for, to prevent death. I strongly, wholeheartedly disagree. That's what your neighbors are for, is to help you in your extremities. And that evil that evil made these tasks a money-making venture, a tax-charging endeavor. And that many of the things happening today are blaming on who you will, God, the earth, nature, is the way to break the hold of these institutions. If we would walk away from these methods before they were broken, then we might not suffer so much. And that things are possible. I don't know why God points me towards Shetland. I have no evidence that they are prepared godly enough, even would even court such seemingly today wild ideas. But that while there is still a little respect for family, thank goodness most immigration laws still have a basic respect for family. Totally incongruent to most government passions on the subject. That you can still bring your family somewhat together in a place. Although if you're over 18, your kids can't come with you. The government still applies that kind of tyranny. They like catering to the young and to the impressionable. And people my age are worthless until they get to a retirement age where they hopefully have a good bankroll. Then they're okay again. Oh, let's have them. They've got lots of money that we can tax. They have lots of money. Government always being most concerned about your draw on taxes. And my first thing is that should be the first thing eliminated, is that families are left alone. They cannot ask for tax money, but that they are also not not beholden to Kafka. Or at a very low rate. That if government gives special privilege to this or that, that privilege can be taxed heavily. But for people, no. For when we tax heavily people to just turn around and divvy it back to them according to a thing, we say that people are not responsible. It is at its very heart an admission. They don't want to admit it. They don't want to say such things. You know what? If I put this on the street, I'll just throw it back in the sidewalk. Because cars are more important than pedestrians are. So if I throw it over here, no child touches this area. In fact, if they tried, they would probably get heavily reprimanded for daring to go to a place where they are not easily controlled or easily monitored. That safety is not an appropriate appropriate thing. We need to teach our children responsibility, which means we need to give them openings to prove themselves. That our present attitude, whether it's cultural or societal, is of parents must have a constant eye on their children, that if they don't, that government authorities will snatch their children away. Where are your parents? Your parents are not here? You are ours. We will give you away and we will charge your parents with neglect and things like that to justify our actions. That parents make these things, that children are beholden to their parents. So that when a law enforcement officer brings your child back to you because they have done something, not just because they are out and about without parental guidance. The police officer doesn't know that. Cannot know that. The presence of a parent does not constitute their guidance. Guidance can be done at home and then sent off. And if children have not done something inappropriate, these things happen. The days when neighbors would keep an eye on children need to be reinstituted, reconstituted, that there is not some larger entity out there watching over them, but that we fell into this horrible trap. We fell into this realm of now this is no longer my responsibility. Needs to be done away with. We are our brother's keeper. And that is not answered by governmental largesse. The government is not your brother. The government is either your servant or your lord. And we have learned from long, hard experience that government is never a servant for long, and therefore must be emasculated, must have the clothing torn from it, must be beaten and whipped, every vile thought must be applied to it. It should be run out of town on a rail in favor of family and neighbor. Family, neighbor. That no instrumentality outside of those constructs can assail these things. Righteousness is offended by a government that requires an allegiance beyond God. And you know your government does. You cannot say to government, God told me to do it. That's not acceptable, is it? In fact, if you were to say something along those lines, then have you put away. Anyway, here's some of the thoughts occurred to me today. Trying to figure out how this is to be done. Worrying about if it is right, if it will work. And like I said, I just come back to, I guess, a founding father thought that says we try to set something up hoping that it will it will do good. Can't force anything, that we have to rely on future generations to work this work in America, it was caught up by evil. Scheming, greed, the most largest sort is striving to steer society and making men and women and children subservient to it. So, that's the thought. I'm up at the top of my walk. Gradually make my way back down. Well, yeah, that's true. But how to talk about this, how to phrase it, how to be convincing, how to be, how to make the argument efficacious is my challenge. I struggle with it every day. And boy, if there was ever a time when I needed the Lord's help, the help of heaven, angels, and the Father himself, it is in times like these, when I know what I must do, but I don't know the way ahead. I don't want to lose the opportunity here with Tavish. I can't wait too long in that we'll lose momentum here. I think a larger part of the success of his home rule thing is to hold his home rule effort is to paint the picture of something worth putting forth the effort for. If it is just to establish a smaller kingdom, just to put yourself into the hands of smaller tyrants, no wonder they don't care. No wonder it doesn't matter to them. No wonder they aren't enthusiastic about the idea. I think their biggest complaint would be that the seeming incompetence of the island council and to make the island council or some other group, comparable group, more powerful in giving them increased sovereignty, doesn't excite them. They have more faith in the larger construct of the UK or Scotland. Although I can't say there's a whole lot of faith in Scottish government. Their activities, even over the course of, I think it hasn't even existed for 20 years yet, already their activities fail to inspire confidence already. So so we must encourage family, we must encourage neighbor, we must encourage looking at each other and saying, I'll help you, I've got your back, I'll look out for you, I'll help you with your responsibilities. You'll help me with mine. And together, we can rule ourselves. And that Shetland, instead of becoming a government, it becomes a collection of families. And that the choices get made. Oh, there's my family. Am I going to make it to even wave at them? Probably not. Let's try. Let's walk a little faster. And that even when it comes to, well, what are we going to do about a wind farm? What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? And you go, you know what? We can draw up a structure that can handle that too. That we'll have 200 leaders of 100. That means there will be 5 divide 200 by 5. How many is that? Is it 10 and 5? There's at some point where you have 2. There's the 50 and then there's the 100. I'll say that again. Anglo-Saxon. Anglo-Saxon government based on the family, not based on people, on the family. We can't have divided loyalties. First and foremost, loyalty must be to family. And that this, at its very root, is governance. and that knowledge mentality can break that down. If you can't get to that children, you can't affect that child without going through the parent. That parent is sovereign over that child. And that no other instrumentality can take responsibility for that child. None. Period. Ever. That the splitting apart of families, which is done far too casually in our time, must be akin to writing a constitutional amendment in the future. It must be done with great, it must involve great difficulty. It must involve a community near consensus. And that someone must come forward to take that child without compensation. That as we have compensated this thing, it has become a bit of a business. And it's only done for gross incompetence. Incapacity to do anything. Not for neglect or anything like that. People are neglected all the time. That there is no social net that can handle those kinds of circumstances. There will be bad families. There will be families that don't seem to care. And the neighbors need to come together and help that person to care more. That do an intervention that doesn't require governmental intervention. That just becomes unnecessary. That the expectation is that a neighbor will step up and say, I'll take care of the child. Because among that neighbor, we can help to keep brothers and sisters together as much as we can. That there is a great neighborhood requirement that family be brought together. That may be fixed. Under the current system, there really is no great incentive to reunify families. There's lip service paid to it, certainly. And surely there are efforts and there are caring people who want to see this happen. But family reunification is not really even looked on as a viable option. Government would much rather, if they've torn apart this family, they're much more interested in justifying again and again and again the tearing apart of the family originally. And the best way to save face is to keep the family torn. It's not their job to fix families. It's their job to place children. We'll have to see what the Anglo-Saxon concept of governance looks like. Draw a picture, see a diagram.
I like diagrams.
Okay, I'm home. And so that's all.